It's a wonderful privilege for us all to be here tonight in the house of God and be able to sing and shout the praises of God and for his wonderful works to the children of men. And as I have often said many times, that it is a careful thing when you take the word of God. And as I get older, I see how careful and more concerned how you put out the word of God and the things that you say and the word that you preach to people, because we are preaching to them to save their souls. But I feel like starting off with David tonight, found in the 16th chapter of Psalms and in the 6th verse. The lines are fallen unto me in pleasant places. Yea, I have a goodly heritage. Somehow or other tonight, I just feel like rejoicing because of this great people that has found the Lord and found him precious to their souls. And above all, that we are a church, our organization, that believes in the true, the living word of God, and believes that it will save the human heart and that it will do something for mankind. I believe that as we look out over our land and country today, everyone, as they start off, if we would start with the young people and on up to our age and over on to older people, that everybody is looking for peace and contentment. They're looking for happiness in this life. They're looking for security. They're looking for something that will satisfy them in this present life. And so we as a church have something to offer to people: how to be happy, how to be contented, and how to be satisfied while you live in this present world. I want to say here and now that I surely have been happy this camp meeting. I wish that I could keep up physically the way I feel my spiritual body feels. But I'll tell you tonight, I have really enjoyed the Word of God and the Spirit of God like I have these 28 years. I still enjoy it tonight, the presence of God. And so we're here to tell you tonight, we want to preach to the lost tonight. But also, I don't want to leave the saints out. You all would be very disappointed, all of this big multitude here tonight, if I left the saints out without feeding the church of God. Right. If you can feed the church of God, yeah, I believe that we can feed you sinners. Yeah. If we can feed the word of God to the saints, yeah, I believe we can feed the sinners. Right. The Bible teaches that. Yes, so we'd like to start off in the 20th chapter of Acts. The Apostle Paul was a man that was learned in great eloquence and great wisdom and great knowledge and understanding of the law and of the understanding of the wisdom of this world. And truly, tonight we want to admit that the people that find the Lord, the people that get a hold of the power of God, is the wisest people upon the face of the earth. Somebody said to me the other day during this great news that was going about the moon situation, and they asked me, had I seen this situation over a certain thing? Of course, you all know what I mean. I just won't mention it because then you'll know what I mean. But anyhow, I said no, and they said, you are very unpatriotic. I said, no, I don't think I am. I think I'm very patriotic when I'm down on my knees praying that those three men might get back to this country. And I think that we're very patriotic when we pray for our country and for our loved ones, that God in some way and somehow or other will help to save the dying souls of many women that are lost and doomed to destruction. Tonight we're all travelers to eternity. We are following one course or the other. And the course that we take is governed by our decision. God has set before us this day life and good, death and evil. And it is up to each individual in this house tonight the course that he chooses to take. There is none here that can choose the course for us. I thought today, as my daughter preached the first time I brought her here, she was just 6 weeks old with a little bow on top of her head. And I thought as she preached, well, I thank God for that. It's no goodness of our own, and I know that if she continues in that state, she will be blessed. I would say, preach the word, be instant in season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long-suffering, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. Now, sound doctrine is the thing that saves your soul. You can sort of run over, or you can sort of sugarcoat, or you can sort of ease up, but when you get down to what saves your soul is the Word of God. It is the truth that saves your soul. Until you get a hold of the truth, you can't be free. No man has ever been set free without the truth. Jesus said that in his own self. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. And whom the Son makes free is free indeed. I want to ask you a question tonight. Are you free tonight? Are you free tonight? Then you have the glorious liberty of Christ abiding in your heart, and that's what makes you feel like praising God in the beauty of holiness. Paul begins in the 20th chapter, and we'll not read it all. We see that it's 25 minutes after 8, and I'm not going to go by that clock, but I'm going to go by the Spirit of God. And we see here in the 20th chapter of Acts, and Paul knew that his time was getting pretty close.
Yes, he did.
He had come to his disciples, and the Spirit had directed him over to Jerusalem to go over there and preach to the saints over there. And so then he began to tell them how and to instruct them what they would have to do and what they needed to know. And now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among all them which are sanctified. I don't know a better of any charge, and if this would be my last camp meeting, I want you all to remember this, that this would be my charge to the church and to the people and to the sinners. And now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among all them which are sanctified. He had told them that they would see his face no more, that he was going to be bound and go over into Jerusalem. And none of these things would move him. Neither counted his life dear unto himself, save that the Holy Ghost told him everywhere that bonds and afflictions awaited him. But he was not already also ready to be bound over at Jerusalem. But he was ready to die. He was ready to die for the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Jesus on the cross of Calvary, and one of the seven sayings along there before he made the last one and said, "It is finished," he said, "Father, unto thy hands I commend my spirit." Yeah. Jesus knew that he had come into the world for a purpose, and we'll read a little bit about that, for a purpose to redeem mankind, a world that was burdened down with sin and destruction, a world that had corruption and that had no hope, and as Paul said, without God in this world. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love, wherein he loved us. Brothers and sisters, no wonder we should praise God now, tonight, tomorrow if we live, and every day as we come to the day, because God, who is rich in mercy, because he loved us and gave himself for us. That at that time we were without strength, being aliens and commonwealth, and from the strangers,
from the
commons of God,
from the commonwealth.
And commonwealth of Israel, and having no hope and without God in the world. I like your coaxing because it does me a little bit of good along the line. And so all the way along, Jesus recognized that. Over in the New Testament, Stephen, when he was getting ready to leave this world, and this was one witness of a death after the people had been sanctified, which has been preached to us since we have been here at camp meeting. And Stephen said, "And Father, unto my hands I commend thy spirit.
Yes.
So then I commend you to God and to the word of his grace.
That's right.
To the word of his grace.
That's right.
In Jeremiah, the 15th chapter, we find over here, it says, thy words were found, and I did eat them. And thy word was unto me the joy and rejoicing of my heart unto you, because Jesus says, my joy, my peace I give unto you, in the 14th chapter of St. John, not as the world giveth I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. And I am come that you might have life, and that you might have it more abundantly. There is something about the presence of God that gets more abundantly. Because Paul always wrote through the epistles and to the many churches, grace and peace unto you be multiplied. And may the communion of the Holy Ghost abide on you. That is what God wants us to have day by day. So thy word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto thy pathway. David said, thy word, and this is it, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. For the entrance of thy words giveth light. It giveth understanding unto the simple. It can take a poor, ignorant person with no education at all, with no knowledge of the things that are going on in the world, just like it did those poor little fishermen, Peter, James, and John, that didn't know too much about the conditions of the world, that mended their nets, that knew a little bit about fishing, though, that knew a little bit about how to cast their nets. But when God called them and sanctified their soul, they began to preach the word of God with boldness. They were filled with the Holy Ghost. They had the word of God. It was a light unto their pathway. And the most educated men at that time, when they saw them, they took and said that these are ignorant and unlearned men, but they had been with God. The wisdom that is from above is pure. The wisdom from above is pure. The wisdom of God. For the world by wisdom knew not God. It's a little job a lot of times to tell you all these places if you have your Bibles with you. That's in 1 Corinthians, the 2nd chapter. The world by wisdom knew not God. It took the foolishness of the preaching to save them that believe. Them that believe. So tonight it carries a bit of foolishness to the world, the singing, the shouting, the praising of God, the freedom that God gives. They can't understand the change that it makes in a man or a woman when you get sanctified. And the things that you separate yourself from makes them say, well, maybe you people are in a straitjacket a little bit. Maybe you don't quite understand. Why, we had a fellow the other day that told Brother William Beecham that he felt sorry for Uncle Denny and he wanted to give him a little present. Of course, Brother William knew what to answer him, you know. He didn't need that kind of present. He needed the wisdom that was from above. So I like the wisdom that is from above. I find that God has a boundary line. That God has a line that you can't go over. A line that no man can step over. If you do, the blessings of God will deteriorate. But he says, for the word of his grace, which is able to build you up. We want to be strong. We look over our country today and people are trying to take care of their body. We try to do too. And they do this, and they take all kinds of exercises, and they do all kinds of sports, and they take all kinds of things in their mind. But if you want, God is talking about something more important than that. You know what you do when you get up in the morning, instead of getting around and jogging, get a hold of the Word of God? What did it say? You shall mount up with wings as eagles, you shall run and not be weary, and you shall faint and not faint. Jog with that in the morning and you'll see how you feel all day long. You'll be bouncing all day long because it'll build you up. I like it. That's been my exercise for 28 years at a moment. And it keeps me in good shape all the day long. Here's the word of God. I believe that if we would turn over, let's see, that's in Colossians, I believe. The third chapter of Colossians. All right, we want to be built up. We want happy homes. That's what America needs today, is happy homes.
Right.
Happy homes. Where does all it start? It starts inside the homes.
Yeah.
When I look out at all around the country, we find that people, here they go out and they put babysitters in their homes and they go out to partying and they leave their children with different people to raise and set them before all examples, but they're looking for pleasure themselves. Yeah. When God says it's found in me, there's no peace, yeah, save my God to the wicked. Yeah. That's the reason people are separating today, yeah, is because the word of God is not in there.
Right.
That's where it needs.
Yeah. Right.
If I asked every one of you would want to have a happy home.
Yeah.
Is that right?
That's right.
Everyone.
Sure.
That's the peace of God.
Right.
Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms,
yeah,
and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts,
right,
to the Lord.
Yeah.
That'll get you moving, won't it?
Yeah.
That'll get you loosed up.
Yeah.
Why, when you come to church, that'll keep you in good shouting shape.
Yeah.
Won't it? That'll,
yeah,
keep you in good shape for the Lord.
Yeah.
Is that the shape you want to be in?
Yeah.
Is that the shape you want to be in?
Yeah.
That the man of God may be perfect,
yeah,
fully furnished, yeah, into every good work.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is the inner man you want to take care of, or is it the outer man you want to take care of?
Yeah.
The inner man is the only thing that you possess.
Though
this outer man perish, yet the inner man is renewed,
yeah,
day by day.
Yeah.
Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly,
yeah,
teaching and admonishing one another in psalms,
right,
hymns, spiritual songs, and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts unto the Lord. And whatsoever you do, do in word or deed, and all in the name of our Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father by Him. My sinner friend, you want happiness tonight?
Yeah.
Come to Jesus.
Yeah.
If you want contentment tonight, come to Jesus. Oh, have you ever woke up in the morning? I woke up in the other morning with that good old hymn on my mind. I am reigning, sweetly reigning,
yeah,
all above this world.
Yeah.
The world may not like our position, but I like it.
Yeah.
This is a highway,
yeah,
elevated above the simple works.
Yeah.
No lion has been there or any ravenous beast shall try thereon.
Yeah.
But who is it for tonight?
Yeah, redeemed of the Lord.
Bless the Lord for the redeemed of the Lord. Shall walk thereon. Woo, I feel like shouting. Brothers and sisters, it's good. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Take it before you go to work in the morning. Take a little bit of it before you go to work in the morning. Take it with you when you go to work. And when you women get to ironing and get busy, and God gets to feed you, lay the iron down and get a hold of the word of God.
Yeah. Yes, that's right.
And I'll tell you, when you come to church that night, let me tell you something.
Yeah.
If you read that day and God has given you something, I got witness to this.
Yeah.
And you come to church that night and you got a hold of the word of God,
yeah,
and you've been singing with melody in your heart,
yeah,
one to another, when you come to church, what happens?
Yeah.
You got a testimony?
Yeah.
All the elders say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
It'll do something for you.
Yeah.
If it dwells on something else that the Satan would like to deteriorate the spirit.
Yeah.
Friends and loved ones, tonight we are in a war between, we are fighting spiritual wickedness,
yeah,
in high places.
Right.
Satan would love to, with the material things of life, get your mind and your eyes and this little heart on it so much until he does not have time for you to sing in hymns and spiritual songs and making melody in your heart. I said I was going to preach to the saints, and if you sinners get it, you have to do the same thing.
Yes,
you have to,
right,
sing and make melody into your heart to God.
Yes.
Paul said, I commend you to God and to the word of his,
yes,
grace,
right,
which is able to build you up.
Yes.
And if you've been thinking on good things,
yeah,
and if somebody comes around you and talks about something else, and you just dump that in the trash can and serve God and get the good things, you'll feel good.
Yeah.
You'll feel good. And you'll feel like praising God.
Right.
All right. And give you an inheritance,
right,
among all them which are sanctified.
Yeah.
I like my inheritance tonight.
Yeah.
I have a goodly heritage.
Yeah, that's right.
Every saint of God has a goodly heritage.
Yeah.
Perhaps as we look all over and around at different things, there people talk about heritage. We naturally, people think of temple things, of maybe that their people might leave them, which is all right. But we're talking about a greater heritage tonight,
yeah,
that everyone in this house tonight can have.
Yeah.
Because you can have the same father.
Yeah.
You can have the same son.
Yeah.
Holy Ghost.
Right.
We all can be heirs in the 8th chapter of Romans, and join heirs with Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Joined together with God through Christ.
Yeah.
And inheritance among all them which are sanctified.
Yeah.
Now, this inheritance was bought with a price.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was ordained in heaven,
right,
before the world began.
Yes.
But it was manifested in the latter times.
That's right.
The scripture says in Ephesians, in whom we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of him,
right,
who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will, that we should be to the praise of his glory, who first trusted in Christ, having made known unto us the mystery of his will. Now God wrote this will, but he had to have this death of a testator, of a mediator, and there is a mediator between God and man, and that man Christ Jesus. And God made this will from the beginning, but the testator or the administrator had to put the will into effect.
Yeah.
And Paul, writing to the church at Ephesus, says here, having made known unto us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he hath purposed in himself.
Yeah.
Now, though, as I mentioned to you, the world by wisdom won't understand this. And I want to say, before I was sanctified, I didn't understand these things. I believed in them, and I had my confidence in them, and I always wanted it, but I never knew how good it was until I got it myself. And you know what? The half has never yet been told. I would wonder, you know, when I was younger, how it would be getting older. Of course, I'm not that old, but I wonder how it would be getting older and how sweet it was. But I got a little secret to tell you young people, that it gets sweeter as the years go by. Because you get old, don't deteriorate, it gets a little bit sweeter and a little more precious to this soul of yours, because it is your life. It is your life. So then, having made known unto us the mystery of his will, and what is the will? What is the will? What is the mystery? What has been hid from generation to generation? What was the heritage that he was going to give to the saints of God? David said, I have a goodly heritage. Jeremiah spoke of it. Isaiah spoke of it. All the prophets spoke of it. And it come on down now to Jesus with an inheritance to give to mankind. And this is the will of God in Thessalonians, even your sanctification. So then, before we could inherit sanctification, the sanctifier had to come into the world and die for all mankind.
Yes, that's right. Yes, it is.
For by one offering, as he said last night, he has perfected forever them that are sanctified. Because which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession unto the praise and of his glory. Wherefore I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus, and the love unto all saints, cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers. Now that's the state that we're in when we get sanctified. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know him, what is the hope of his calling, and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. Now the saints have an inheritance. The saints of God have an inheritance, and we have got that tonight, brothers and sisters, through the will, through the predestinated plan of God. You too can inherit this wisdom. Reading in Hebrews, the 9th chapter, and about the 15th verse. And for this cause, and probably you have read this many times, but I'd like for you to catch it real close. And for this cause, he is a mediator. We have an inheritance. How did I get this inheritance? I got it through the mediator. I got it through Jesus Christ. That's how I got the mediator. How do I get to God the Father? I get through him through Jesus Christ. Because he is our high priest. And he is our intercessor. Now no more to return to corruption, but he there forever. Once had he offered himself. And for this cause he is a mediator of the New Testament. Thank God for the new tonight. I like the old, I like the new, I just like the Word of God because it fills you up. The New Testament, that by means of death, before the will could be put into effect, the testator had to die. Before you could receive the inheritance, the testator had to die. That by means of death, for the redemption of the transgressions that were under the first testament, that they which are called might receive the promise of eternal inheritance.
That's right, eternal.
People all the way through time, when God called Abraham out, he gave it to him, the land, by promise. And Isaac, thy son, it shall be promised. And they look for inheritance all the way down. And he gave them the land of Canaan for an inheritance. The children of Israel, when they went into the land of Canaan to conquer it, each one of them had to take their part. Each tribe of the 12 tribes of Israel had a certain position of land or block of land that they had belonged to every tribe, and they had to drive out every nation to inherit, to inhabit this land, and it was given to them by inheritance. But he said he looked for a city greater than that inheritance of that land over there in the land of Canaan. In fact, they never have, seemed like ever since the Jewish people rejected God, they never did hardly have a country. But there is a king that could be their king, just like he's the king of the Gentile race or any other race that will accept him now, because there is no difference between Jew nor Greek, bond nor free, for you're all one in Christ Jesus. He that worketh righteousness in any nation can be saved if they come through and by the name of Jesus. Because there is none other name whereby man can be saved. When you think of people trying to get around Jesus, there is no other way to get around. No wonder we sing Jesus, 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 the sweetest name I know. He fills my every longing and keeps me singing as I go. Why? Because they might have eternal inheritance among all them which are sanctified. And if you read the 11th chapter of Hebrews, all of these people that look for faith, and how that he done many things, and he says, but these all having obtained a good report through faith, receive not the promise. God having provided some better thing for them, that they without us should not be made perfect. Jesus is the mediator between God and man. And for the redemption of the fall of Adam, our Savior gave his life that he might redeem mankind. Eternal redemption. Eternal inheritance. No other way can it come. So saith the word of God. And we find many people out on our trying to get around this, but it's lasting. You may say to us, well, how long is this inheritance? Is it Does it last long, or is it enduring? It is outlast. One generation cometh, and another goeth, but the earth abideth forever. The word of God will stand throughout all eternity. And while you're here on this short span of earth, this eternal inheritance will last. Though the years and the season may change us, and time begins to get upon people, and we have people now to say, well, it's different, things is different now, and all of these things, but I want to tell you a little secret tonight, that the word of God has been the same through the ages.
Yeah.
It'll be here when you and I are gone.
Yeah.
When they come to the whatever county they may be, the word of God will be right here and somebody will be preaching it.
Yeah.
But the secret of your life lies in you, the word of God dwelling in you,
yeah,
richly, and enjoying it.
Yeah.
So let me tell you, while you're here, you just well enjoy the word of God. The material things will not make you happy. No matter how young you want to be and how you may think you want to do, the word of God will keep you happy. How about it? Many times in the midnight when we woke up, sometimes you couldn't sleep. And you get down the word of God, let me tell you, friends, and you that are out to ark of safety tonight, you get up and start reading the word of God. And you feel like if I was in this spot then, right then, you feel like you could really preach, don't you? The word of God will dwell in you richly and make you stronger and stronger for God and take a stand for him now. Not when life is over, now. Now. How enduring is it? Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy had begotten us again into a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead to an inheritance incorruptible. How lasting is it? How enduring is it? When I begin to fade away and this old body begins to deteriorate, and probably I won't be able to shout as much as I like to, and I won't be able to preach as loud as I want to or sing as loud as I want to, but I want to be like old brother Ed over there. I want to raise my hand and say glory.
In this year,
now, I want to raise my hand tonight, brothers and sisters, and say it's enduring. It's everlasting. And it's sweeter than the honey in the honeycomb is the word of God. I do feel good. Bless the Lord tonight. No wonder I'm thankful for my heritage among sanctified people. You sinners can have it too. The word of God is not dry. The way of holiness is not a sad life. The way of holiness is not burdensome. The Bible says the way of a transgressor is hard. But I'll tell you one thing. He said they make, what he say in Isaiah, he makes the bring the high places down and low places up, and go when you walk through the water or through the fire, it won't, the smell of it won't even be on you. You'll be led forth with peace, and the mountains and the hills shall break before you in the singing, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Bless the Lord tonight. It's real. It's eternal. An everlasting inheritance. How are you going to handle it? I will let you answer that. Because you are the only one. How are you going to handle it? Are you going to enjoy it day in and day out, week in and week out, month in and week out, all through the year? Are you going to let this eternal inheritance bubble up in your soul? Or are you going to let the other things choke it down? I say, let's let it bubble up. It is there for you.
Yes, it is. Right.
No man can be tempted with evil.
No.
Neither tempted he any man. But you know what causes people to lose sight of the eternal inheritance? It's because of the lust of their own self.
Right.
It was not God trying you. It was you reaching out and risking your eternal inheritance on the material things that you can see that could only last for an hour, that always could last for a moment, that only be for just a short time, and you risk your eternal inheritance on something that you can see.
Right. That's the way it is.
Brothers and sisters, I commend you to God.
Yes.
And to the word of his grace.
Yeah.
For if you should see my face no more, I want to say unto you, I have not shunned to declare unto you the whole gospel of God, which is able to make you wise unto salvation tonight.
Yeah.
Happiness. Happiness. It's happiness in serving God.
Yeah.
To an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled.
Yeah.
Undefiled. Where is it tonight?
Yeah.
Thieves can't break through and get it.
No,
moles can't get it.
No.
No army can go in and get it.
No.
Where your treasure is,
there
will your heart be also.
Yeah.
Here's my heart and here's my hand. I'll be through in just a few more verses here. I didn't exactly think to take up so much time, but I will never get through. I'll probably go home tonight and enjoy this just as good as you all had tonight. I hope you have enjoyed it. But I've found the Word of God that way. It's sort of like I often said, it's like fishing. You know, you can sit there a little while, and if you don't get anything, you get sort of lonesome and all that, but you get a little nibble. And when I get a nibble from you all, my eyes start again. To an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you. It's for you tonight. Everyone that's in this house tonight can have that eternal inheritance. Can't take it away, but it's for you tonight. I thank God for every one of you. My, I have a love for the saints of the inheritance in the saints of life. Paul says in Corinthians, for flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, neither doth corruption inherit incorruption. Can't do it, can it?
No.
That's in 1 Corinthians around the 15th
chapter,
the 50th verse along there some way. You know, one thing about this, reading this word of God, I thought of Brother Joseph's sermon, and I want to commend him. I thought of the scripture that he knew, and I, being in fellowship with him, and every day and talking with him, to have the knowledge that he has on the Bible is one of the richest blessings a man could have. The richest blessing a man could have is to have the command of the Holy Word of God stamped on your heart and last forever and ever. This will last forever, and it was given to us by our Savior, Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Right.
I thank you for this time tonight, brothers and sisters. I want to say I have enjoyed being with you all.
Yeah.
I would love to hug every one of you. I feel that way. And shake every one of his hands.
Yeah.
But I'll say this, and as we go, until we meet again, let us all keep our eternal inheritance. Keep the banner of flying, the flag of flying, each of our sailors at our post. Let us all come on the deck. Let us all get in order, and let us let that sheet out there and spread our canvas to the wind and the breezes, and you'll find that the blessings of God will dwell in you richly.
Yeah.
It'll abound in you more and more as you've never found in all of your life.
Yeah.
When you come that you need something the most, when you come when you need something the most, you'll find it in the Word of God to be your comfort and your staff. This inheritance is enduring. Brothers and sisters, pray for me.